yesterday, and I had on the radio, and I went through about, which is rare for me to have a radio on, and I must have went through about 10 minutes of trying to find something that I could listen to. And there were several, all of these stations that I was listening to are Christian stations, but even in all of those Christian stations that I've got marked on my radio there in the car, not a one of them was playing anything I could listen to. Anybody else ever been in that condition? It's like, I don't know these songs. And that's not the way that that we worship God, not with that type of music. And just like our world is becoming more and more secular, even the Christian radio is becoming more and more secular. And it's just a sign of the times we live in. And I know some of y'all that are younger, you say, Roger, you're just getting old. And that's true. But I like those old songs that they used to say, the ones we cut our teeth on. That's the songs I like to hear, because I know what they're talking about, and it blesses us. In the book of Matthew, in the 13th chapter, is where we'll be reading at tonight while you pray for us for a few minutes of time. And I just pray that God would let us get to where that he can use us for his glory and his honor this evening. Book of Matthew, the 13th chapter. Sounds like everybody's found it. Go with me if you would. We're going to read verses 24, 25, and 26. It says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. And just reading those three verses there tonight, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. And like to use for a text this evening, tares in my field. When we look at this passage of Scripture, he's talking about a literal field where it was common in many parts of the East for enemies to come and sow tares and other poisonous seeds in the fields of those that they wished to hurt. And not just there, but even in India, various weeds that are sown that could take very many years to get rid of. See, the enemy doesn't care. Even if he kills you, he's come to do you harm. And even if he can destroy you, no matter what age bracket that you might be in this evening, history teaches us that these tares, I often used to think about tares as just a weed that you would be able to look and see. How many of us have gardens and when a weed comes up, you can tell it's a weed? Especially if you let it sit there for a day or two. But many that I did not know that in the Greek, this tare that he's talking about is a grain that looks just like wheat while growing. But when it becomes full grown and ripe, it has ears which are long, and the grains are black and poisonous. Anybody else know that part? It's a different type, even though it may look the same. And today we see that this man, he planted good seed in his life, in his field. But while he slept, the enemy came and sowed tares in that same field. And the Bible teaches us that in many fields that there are good and bad that comes forth. Even in our lives, there are good things and bad things that come forth in our life. And I thought about that man as he slept. You know, while we sleep, the devil is still at work. He never takes a rest from trying to destroy the good things that God has given to us. God has given us good things, and when we sleep and slumber. You remember the scripture when Jesus went to pray and he left the apostles there. And while he was praying, they was asleep. And he came back again. They were still asleep. The third time he came back, he told them, just sleep on. Just sleep on. If we're not careful while we're sleeping, the enemy will come. And that sleep, that slept that he was talking about there, I believe that that represents many different things in our life. That even though we got good things growing in our life, and as I look over this audience tonight, every one of us can say God has been good to us. And there are good things that God has allowed to grow in our life. But even while those good things are growing, unaware, the devil has come and planted things that looks just like those good things that God gave to us. When we're sleeping, sleeping could represent that we have doubt in our life. God has promised us, but yet we doubt that God will give it to us. And therefore, we're allowing the enemy to come and sow those seeds. And every one of us, you know, that plant any kind of seed, you have to watch it because bad things will start growing if you're not careful. Our thoughts that we have, the enemy will use those to plant bad seeds in our life. You know, sometimes we all think, nobody likes me. Nobody cares about me. And maybe somebody here tonight have had even thoughts that if I don't go back, they won't even miss me. You know, that's the devil planting those kind of seeds in your mind and in your life. When we let our guard down, could be represent the sleep that he's talking about. Because I have found that there's never a time for us to let our guard down, because the devil is trying his best to sneak in any crevice that he can to try to destroy that field that God has given to us, and we've watched it grow and seen it prosper. Another form of sleeping is not paying attention. People get so wrapped up in their day-to-day life and things that's going on in this world that they stop paying attention to what the devil is doing. We need to be on guard at all times, because whenever we're not paying attention, it gives the devil more space to come in and sow those tares. The Lord gave it to me like this, that tares are everything that chokes out our Christianity. Anything that makes you doubt your Christianity, your life with God, is a tear that the devil has planted. Anything that is contrary to the Word of God is a tear. And there's things that the devil sows in your field and in mine, and some of them never become poisonous and hurt us because, one, God is watching out for us, and two, those things that he's planted never gets our attention. There are things that the devil is using today on our young people and middle age alike that will never affect some of us. And you say, that's a pretty bold statement. I've never had a desire to be a woman. Now, to some, that might be funny, but in today's society, we see a lot of that going on. Right? I've never had a desire to be a drug addict. But the devil is planting those seeds in many of our people's lives. Never had a desire to be an alcoholic, but the devil is planting those seeds. And he doesn't say, I'm going to make you a drug addict or I'm going to make you an alcoholic. He says, this will help you. And this will make you part of the crowd. The devil is a liar and the father of it. I've never had a desire to be a homosexual. Those seeds won't grow in my field. Amen. Some of you say, Roger, be careful. We're in church. That's why we need to preach it tonight. Because I believe it like this. If you don't stand against it, you're standing for it. And it's not a message that you'll hear behind many pulpits across America. But it's a message that our forefathers preached. And we've let it down because we've got tares growing in our fields. The Bible teaches us, and I believe this, that the tares are sent to rob us of our God-given joy. That God wants us to have. God's people, He wants us to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. But every time we start rejoicing, we notice another tear has popped up. You say they look alike. Yeah, but when the bloom goes off and the seeds or the grains start appearing, you can see a difference in them. It sounds a lot like Christians, don't it? You see, you can put all of us, and I know that that's what he's talking about in the previous parable, but you can put a lot of people in a room and we all look alike. But what comes to tell what's the difference between a tare and a wheat is when they go through the fire. When they've been tried and tested. Many of the folks that say that they've been saved, you don't see them anymore. Because they're going back to the previous parable. Some of them were the seed was devoured. Some of them was placed upon stony ground. And some were scorched by the sun. And some fell amongst the thorns. But praise the name of Jesus Christ. Some fell amongst the good ground. How many of you remember when that seed died and it came alive in your heart and soul? And how it changed you and made you what you are today. Tares are sent to rob us of our God-given joy. Things like hardships that the devil wants us to have. And if you've not faced any, hold on. Hold on. Brother Ron, it's almost like these kids get on these roller coasters and they buckle them up because the ride is rough. You'll have low points and you'll have high points. You'll have points that will take your breath away. And if you've not experienced it, you better get ready because it's coming. The tears that bring disappointments. Disappointments that we never thought we would have to face. How many of you have had disappointments that you never dreamed of that would come by your way? When we was at the funeral service for little Connor, Tiffany, and his little boy, I made a statement at the beginning that no parent should ever have to see their child go through such a heartache. Never. But you know, we have in this world, you shall have heartaches and tribulation. But Jesus said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Even though those tears are there, I give you more reason to have joy than to have disappointments and to be able to stay with them. The tears bring us frustrations. Just like in a natural sense, when I plant some seeds in the ground and I go out there and I find other things growing, it frustrates me because I know what I put in the ground and I see all those other weeds and things coming and choking them out. And you know what I do? I try to reach down and pull out those things that I did not plant. Sometimes as Christians tonight, church, we got to look in our field and see what is growing. And when there's things in there that's growing that's not in line with God's word, we need to pluck it out and get rid of it. Because the devil would have it to grow up. And you think, and I shared this story at New Haven many years ago, back when I was really farming, and I had a tobacco bed. And I could see it from the road on the other hill, ridge top. I could see it on the road as I traveled there. And Brother Wayne, I saw that tobacco bed. And some of you that's farmed, you know that you got the canvas over. And I seen that canvas all pushed up. And I got all excited and thought, man, look, my tobacco plants are growing good. Now, don't hold that against me. But when I got over there and I began to pull back the top, you know what I found? I found a day and a half's worth of pulling weeds. Because that's what happened. Even though I did everything right, or I thought I did everything right, even when you do your best, tares are going to show up. Can I get a witness from some of you older Christians? It don't matter how far we get down the road, the devil is still there sowing tares in our life. He'll never give up. There's folks that have the tares in their life tonight that there is nothing wrong with mixing the things of this world in your life. The Bible says, God said, to be a separated people. That we're not to co-mingle. And oh, this is not a political message, it's just God's word. We're not to be acceptive of everything like it is happening today. And I tell you, you say, well, Roger, you better be careful, because may come a time that you have to let some of those things into the church. If they get saved, we'll let them in. And you say, that's a bold statement. I believe if you get saved, you'll put aside all those things that God says he is against. People say, you mean you won't let them join? It's not I that won't let them join. It's God that won't let them join. When we see nothing wrong with the things of this world and we try to co-mingle it into the church, folks, we got problems on our hands. And I know we live in a society today in the last few years, and I don't know when it started changing other than going back beyond a couple years ago, that we now have to accept everything. But the world doesn't have to accept us as God's children and allow us to have the freedom and the right to proclaim his word in our life, and that we stand against sin in any form and every form. You say, Roger, you'll never have a large congregation with that kind of preaching. We're not in it for the crowd. We're in it for God. And if folks can't live up to the word of God, they need to get the tares out of their life. The Bible teaches us that Satan will use many different measures to sow tares in our life. But let me put this in, preface that statement with this. The devil will never knock on your door and say, hey, I'm out here sowing tares. He never will. Jack, he comes in when he thinks that everything, that you're asleep and you're not watching. The Bible says that if the goodman of the house knew that the thief was going to come, he would have stayed up. How many of you know the devil is lurking and just trying his best to squeeze in your door frame? But he will use many measures to sow tares in your life and in mine. He'll use your family. How many of you got family that you don't even associate with very often because their ways are so far away from your ways? I got family that are drug addicts. You say, I'd never confess that in church. Before you say anything against me, you got to look at your own. Right? I'll never forget, I went down to see my uncle. I was down at Dad's, and I thought, well, I'll go over and see my uncle. And I went over there to see him, and his barn is back there by his house. And you could see the barn from the road. And I seen him out there, and as I got closer, I seen him putting something out. It had a fire on it, and he was putting it out. And as I got out the car, I smelled what he was doing. He had that stuff that they're trying to legalize, and he was smoking it. And let me put this in. Folks, the devil has got money behind his tares. And it's coming. Canada just did make it legal for recreational use. And there's petitions and drives to get it even in our country. You know what they're doing? They're legalizing everything the devil has. But let me put this in one more time. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right. Amen. Amen. I think that ought to make a Baptist want to take a spell. Not only will he use our family, but he'll use friends. He'll use your friends to try to get to you. Open up a door and try to get in and plant some seeds in your field that you don't have time to be to mess with, nor should you mess with them. You see, in those eastern countries, they would plant seeds that was there that was poisonous, that when they would touch them, it would kill them. You know that's what sin is? Sin is poisonous. If you touch it, you think, many people, sometimes I believe they believe that they can mess around with sin and that sin will never touch them and hurt them. The Bible says that there is pleasure in sin for a season, but the end thereof is destruction. You better watch your field. Not only our family or our friends, but even schoolmates. Did you know what's going on in our schools today would shock you, the things that are happening? I'm not speaking by experience. I'm speaking from what I was told by a current student, that even in the eighth grade, they're experimenting with drugs. You say, where did they get it from? They have devil. He doesn't care what age his pushers are. He doesn't care if he destroys their life and everybody around them. Not only are they experimenting with drugs, but many of their parents are allowing them to have alcohol. And not only that, but many of them are being promiscuous and messing around in sex, and they don't know what they're doing, and the devil is going to use it to destroy them. You say, Roger, you're awful stern on this. Read the Word of God. Read the Word of God, and you'll find out that we've all got tares in our field. And you say, are you exempted? No. Sometimes there's thoughts and there's desires, there's cares that the devil will even plant in my field. And not that I'm exempted, but some people, I'll never forget, some of you several years ago approached me and said, I didn't know that preachers and pastors had so many of the same troubles that we have. The devil don't care what your title is. He comes to destroy all of us if he could. And you know, all it takes is one accusation to destroy you or me. When they was first building houses in our, building some houses in our neighborhood, on Sunday afternoon, sometimes I'd go walk around just to see the design and see how they was building them. And I quit doing that after I went by some of them. They was kids that was there. You say, well, why would you quit just because they was kids there? All it takes is one kid to make an accusation, and you're runt. You are runt. You say, but I didn't do anything. Ask Kavanaugh. Oh, the devil, he's got those tares. And he is sowing them in good people's lives. As I'm looking over this audience and about to come to a close, that he is not just sparingly sowing them, but he has got a full-blown seed sower. That's what it is. He don't have one of those small ones like they sell today that you just take and, you know, you turn the handle and it sows the seed. But how many of you remember our forefathers had that big old bag on the side, and they had that one around their neck and out front, and they would sew it, and it would have about a 10-pound bag. The devil's got all that he's got out there working for him. And he's not by himself. He's got a whole army that's working for him. And just like these tares, the devil will appear to you like it looks good. Has anybody else, the devil ever told you or showed you something and you thought it looked good? But when you got looking a little bit closer, you found out it's not as good looking as it may appear because of the price that's attached to it. This message tonight is to let us know, look in your own field. And as the Bible says, Brother Lloyd, before I can start telling somebody else to pluck the tares out of their field, I've got to first pluck the tares out of my own field. Can I get an amen? And before you start telling somebody else about the tares in their field, you better first take a look at your own. Amen? Some of you say, Roger, it was okay until you got to that point. See, it's easier for me to see the tares in your field than it is to see the ones in my own. And how do we see the tares? By staying close to God. Staying close to His Word. Staying close to Him spiritually. That we might be able to discern that which is good from that which is evil. Because, you see, sometimes, and I'll just go back, I'm not a gardener. You say, well, you grow stuff. I'm not a gardener. You know how I know one plant or weed from another? As I start looking at, I put lines down where I plant stuff. And I look in those lines, and if I see something in those lines that I planted that looks like something that's over here in a row that I did not sow, I know it's a weed. Right? That's the way I know. And some of you, you got more experience than I got. That's the whole point of the message. Is that we ought to pray for God to help these young folks. Some of us are far down the road, but we need to ask God to help these young folks that they might be able to discern the wheat from the tares. Because the tares, they look good. But the end of it is, they're no good at all. And let me close with this final thought while Robin's sharing, get us a song. Doesn't matter what the devil's offering you. Whatever it is, it's no good. Mark it and stay away from it. I've shared this too many times over the years, but I used to think when I was younger, when I get older, the devil won't bother me no more. He's never let up. He's never let up. And the moment I think that, hey, I got a time here that he's not doing anything, you better never think the devil's not working. He's working. You may not see him because you're so distracted by so many other things. But the devil is working in your life to try to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to destroy you. He don't care whose son or daughter you are. He don't care how young or how old you are. He wants to destroy you. And not just destroy you in while you're here in this world, but he wants to destroy you eternally to hell and destruction. Tonight, would you look in your field and see if you have any tares? And while we stand, they sing a song of invitation. Tonight, we've all got tares. Let's just be open, church. We've all got tares in our field. But we need to acknowledge them and get them out before they bring forth things that will destroy our whole life while we sing. Follow your heart tonight. Tares look just like the wheat. You can't tell no difference in them until they become mature. When sin has brought forth all that she has, it brings death. Why don't you come tonight and ask God to help you with the tares in your field? The tares that's there. And while you pause, Rob, for just a moment. See, as I was thinking about this message, God gave me this thought. There's a lot of people that love you and care for you that is trying to grow, sow good seeds into your life. How many of you remember growing up in a church and brothers or sisters would come upon you and tell you that they love you and that they was praying for you? Or some of them older men, when you was younger, they just rub you on your head and say some good words over you. What they was doing is that they was trying to sow good seed into your life. And it's terrible that today we live in a time that moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas try to grow good seeds into people's lives. And the devil is sowing them faster than we can. Faster than we can. And as I said, I look over this field here tonight. And I say, well, Lord, they all look good. But what did Jesus say about it? He said, there's none good. No, not one. Not one. You say, Roger, that hurts that you call us bad. I didn't say you was bad. I said you got tares in your field. And those tares can destroy the life that God wants you to have. One last verse. You pray as God moves in your heart. You know your field. You know your life. And the devil knows how to get to you with the right temptation or the right opportunity. He'll come. Sing it, church. Why not tonight? Yes. Amen, amen. You can be seated tonight, and I appreciate the service, appreciate the words. And let me give you just a testimony. If you think that you'll get to the point where the devil won't be trying to sow tares in your life, even at my age, and people at work know that I'm a preacher and a pastor, and they know that we go to church, and still sometimes you'll walk up on a off-color conversation. If I were to stay there and listen to it and laugh and chuckle with them, they would think that I must think it's okay. And what the devil would do is he would use that to destroy our witness to a lost and dying world. Tonight, folks, you can never let your guard down. Never let your guard down. Anybody?